Hello there, fair gamers, and welcome back to another episode of the Daily Days Podcast, the show that revels in the retro but admires the modern. I'm Mr. Picario, your humble host as we venture down these joined but separate paths. And today, well, we're taking some time out from our usual gaming explorations to consider some interesting current events that have just come to light, literally, as is the case with the new Nintendo Switch Lite and its reported drifting issues. We'll also take a quick look at the Zelda Link's Awakening's glossy remake, Mario Kart Tour's freemium woes, and some interesting reports coming down the miniature arcade side of things. So, buckle up and...
Let's go!
So, first and perhaps most serious is the Nintendo Switch drifting issues. For those who don't know, many a Switch owner has begun noticing an odd phenomenon in which, over time, the system starts reading an input on either the left or right Joy-Con stick without actually being touched or used. In other words, characters will begin to move of their own accord, or the camera in, say, Breath of the Wild, will begin to slowly rotate around the Link as if it has a mind of its own. The cause is a mystery, although many think it's due to the sticks eventually wearing down over time, causing misreads in their respective controller's sensors. Nintendo has long ignored this growing issue, but after a recently filed class action lawsuit, Nintendo has quietly begun replacing drifting Joy-Cons, even if they're out of warranty, something the company originally refused to do. The bigger news today, though, concerns the newest Switch. The so-called Switch Lite is smaller and lacks certain features of its bigger brother. But one unfortunate similarity remains. Amazingly, the updated handheld still seems to suffer from the same drifting issue. Time will tell how serious and or common the problem reveals itself to be, but why Nintendo didn't simply fix the problem when it had the chance is, well, in a word, bizarre. In more Nintendo developments, Mario Kart Tour was just released to much apparent fanfare. According to Digital Trends, the game enjoyed somewhere between 10 to 20 million downloads on its first day, and after its first week, 90 million downloads. This is a record-breaking milestone for the Big N, far surpassing Pokemon Go's already impressive first-day totals of 6.7 million. Sadly, Mario Kart Tour's critical consensus is less impressive, with many complaining about the game's egregious use of pay-to-win microtransactions and overall emphasis on grinding over real competition. Standing higher in fans' eyes, fortunately, is the Link's Awakening remake, which finally updates the classic Game Boy game for a modern audience. Most have found the game both engaging and adorable, but be forewarned, this is a nigh one-to-one remake of the original, using even the exact script in most places. So, for those who have already played the game through multiple times, don't expect a lot of surprises here. It's a fine remake for what it is, but it's not a particularly ambitious one either, which is a little unfortunate. And lastly, we'll take a break from Nintendo now and take a gander at some exciting arcade 1-Up announcements, according to Cool Toy and the Toy Room over at YouTube. And much to the surprise of everyone, the long-awaited Marvel vs. Capcom and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle arcade cabinets are now already appearing in certain Walmarts along the eastern coast. No one knows why exactly. The original belief was that these would be available during the Thanksgiving holiday. So, is it a mistake, or are they really up for grabs already? Hard to say, but if you're lucky enough to see either machine in the wild, I'd say grab it. Early positive feedback on the Turtles cap indicates these might finally escape the dreaded issues many early arcade 1-Up machines fell prey to. Although there is one point of annoyance. The opening theme song for the original Ninja Turtle arcade game had to be altered to, I guess, avoid licensing conflicts with the original musicians. Vocalists, whatnot. It still sounds okay, but lacks the fast, hard-hitting, bassy vibe that defined the original rendition so well. But still, if that's the machine's greatest sin, this will probably be a must-have come Christmas. Moreover, Numbskull is putting the final touches on its Galaga 1/4 scale miniature, and as expected, it looks quite nice. The only bad news is that it missed its September release window, coming now sometime in October. I'm just hoping Ms. Pac-Man is still on track for November. And to conclude this miniature lecture, New Wave Toys' series of 1/6 scale Replicade arcade cabinets are still trickling out, with the company's latest, Street Fighter II, being shipped to early adopters this first week of October. This means I have one coming my way, so yay, and I'll be sure to report more on the unit once I put it through its paces. Well, that's that, everyone. Thanks for listening as always, and I shall return next week with some more gaming goods and goodness. Until then, this is Mr. Picario, signing off for now.